Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tesfawan de Magniou. Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges, is a big name. And the man behind that name has a big old story connected to him. He was born on Christmas Day in 1745 in the French colony of Guadeloupe to a plantation owner and an enslaved woman, Anne, also known as Nanon. When he was seven, Joseph was sent to France to begin his education, and he quickly excelled at everything, especially athletics. He flourished as a fencer, a boxer, a swimmer, a runner, and an ice skater. On top of all of that, he was also an excellent marksman and eventually became an officer in the court of King Louis XV. From then on, he was known as Le Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Along the way, he studied music. He must have studied violin really seriously, because when he was just 19, composers started to dedicate violin concertos and chamber music to him. It wasn't long before Joseph Boulogne started writing music himself, and his first published compositions were a set of six string quartets when he was 25 years old. He went on to compose 14 violin concertos and appeared as soloist in all of them. He also wrote six operas, two symphonies, and many pieces of chamber music. Unfortunately, much of this music has been lost, but the surviving works have helped to revive interest in this fascinating composer. Joseph Boulogne directed quite a few orchestras in his career. And check this. He was also responsible for commissioning Haydn's Paris symphonies and conducting their first performances in Paris with an ensemble called Le Concert Olympique. He was well known in social circles in Paris, rubbing shoulders with royalty. And you know what? It was Queen Marie Antoinette who supported the proposal that he be the next director of the Paris Opera. However, a couple of performers objected to taking orders from a black man, so he withdrew from the process. Racism undoubtedly kept Joseph Boulogne from having the kind of career he should have had. And that's one reason he was active in the European movement to abolish slavery. His legacy was diminished further following the French Revolution because he was seen as a member of the aristocracy, even though he fought on the side of revolutionary forces. Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges, is sometimes called the Black Mozart. And I know it's meant as a compliment, but he's way too interesting and multifaceted to be seen as anything but his own unique and uncompromisingly gifted self. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.